fresh round of finger-pointing. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House accusing conservatives of being hypocrites for calling out protests outside justices' homes after a leaked draft opinion suggested the Supreme Court may overturn Roe versus Wade.
Outgoing White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says while the president opposes violent or intimidating protests, the ones outside Supreme Court justices' homes have been peaceful. She criticized what she called voices on the right who are upset about these protests.
Well, remaining silent for years on protests that have happened outside of the homes of school board members, the Michigan Secretary of State.
When asked why the president is now using the phrase ultra-MAGA to criticize Republicans, she cited Republican Senator Rick Scott's tax plan and abortion issues.
And it's also the obsession with culture wars and wars against Mickey Mouse and banning books. President thinks that's extreme.
She said the president added ultra to give it an extra pop.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden says his top domestic priority is fighting inflation.
The bottom line is this. Americans have a choice right now between two paths, reflecting two very different sets of values.
He says his plan attacks inflation and grows the economy, while Republicans want to raise taxes. Senate Minority Whip John Thune.
His administration right now has no solution except to spend more, because that's what Democrats do when they have power. They grow government, they expand government, they spend more, and they try and raise taxes.
He says the president's trying to change the subject from failed policies on multiple issues. The House set to vote tonight on nearly $40 billion in aid for Ukraine, both military and humanitarian assistance.
It needs to be clean of extraneous matters directly related to helping the Ukrainians win the war.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says negotiations on the final package have been underway. He again raises concern about the president's call for more COVID funding. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A judge in Boston is chastising celebrity chef Mario Batali, saying his conduct was not befitting a public person on the night he was accused of groping a woman while taking a selfie. But Judge James Stanton also finds Batali not guilty of indecent assault and battery, citing reasonable doubt.
It requires that the fact finder be satisfied or be convinced to an abiding conviction, to a moral certainty that the charge is true. That's not the case here.
Batali's accuser testified yesterday. The defense called no witnesses in the two-day trial. No charges against a former boxing champ over something that happened on a plane in San Francisco.
After landing a few blows on an unruly passenger.
Hey, Mike, come on.
Mike Tyson won't face charges, the San Mateo County District Attorney in California Tuesday confirming the criminal case against the former heavyweight boxing champ will not move forward, citing review of videos of the altercation and the conduct of the victim prior to the incident. That victim, Melvin Townsend III, did not cooperate with police while receiving medical treatment following the scuffle last month. Reps for Tyson say the victim was heavily intoxicated at the time, even throwing a water bottle the way of the boxing legend. Townsend has hired an attorney and may still pursue a civil lawsuit against Tyson. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
However, the DA says both Tyson and the victim had requested that no charges be filed. Minor league players in Major League Baseball reach a settlement in principle in a lawsuit that accused teams of violating minimum wage laws. Terms were not filed or disclosed. There had been a trial scheduled to begin June 1st in federal court in San Francisco. A mixed finish on Wall Street after 3 days of selling. The Dow extending its losses today down about 85 points. But the NASDAQ and the S&P snap a losing streak, finishing higher. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.